My 37th, mum's 63rd, here together, fun times. Who's... The... You're 63? But look at the fucking mileage on it. Happy birthday, girls. What a nice thing. And you're 37? Right. Can I have her washed and brought to my room, please? It's a joke. Don't bother washing her. There's no point. She's going to end the evening looking like a plasterous radio. Sorry, Angie Gran, I'll just clarify. It was a joke about me coming on your daughter. It's going to come all over her. What's her name?
Your choice.
You sound like a be warned. Other men have tried. Not long now, hey?
How did you survive the abortion?
How did I survive the abortion? That's more like it. Yeah. Not easy. I didn't survive an abortion, but there's a thing called the Dutch. Do you remember the Dutch cap? Does anyone remember the Dutch cap? It's a contraception method from the 70s, which was like a round kind of, you just popped it in your foo-foo, ladies. My mother was an Irish woman from Limerick. She was in London. She moved there in the early 70s, right? And she told me this. I mean, this is more information than I needed, but apparently she just had my brother before. We're kind of Irish twins. And she was trying to put this fucking yolk up a snatch. And as she described it to me, it pinged across the room. And her thought was, eh, fuck it, be all right. And it wasn't. Hi, Jimmy. I'm Jack from Australia. I'm here with my mammy. Have you got any dating advice for me? I'm 22, and women are just after one thing. Help a brother out. Cheers. God bless. Where's Jack? Where are you, Jack?
Jimmy, you're
fucking easy. Huh? There. What are you saying? Huh? Huh? What? In the middle. Who the fuck is it? Where the fuck is Jack? Where's Jack and his mammy?
Here we are.
Okay. And are you worried, Jack, that women just want one thing? Is it for you to stop taking your mammy out? Is that the one thing they want? Well, I should have dripped down my mum's leg. Let me tell you a story. Generally, my mother was something of an oversharer. So the only reason I'm here tonight is because in 1971 in West London, there's a thing called a Dutch cap, a very arcane form of contraception where you just, it's like a bit of plastic kind of that size, and you'd stick it up your fanny, and according to my mother, pinged across the fucking room, and I believe her words were, Irish fella, you're like this. I go on, lash it up me. My grandmother only got a computer like 5 years ago, and long story short, the first thing she Googled was cream pies. And I really wish she hadn't, because if you don't know, some of you clearly do, but if you don't know, cream pie is the term used in pornography to describe cum dripping from a vagina. And for some reason, my nana is obsessed with it. It's the only thing that gets her off the day, bitch. Stabbing the cat. Hi, Jimmy. I'm with my mum. She got me the tickets for my 16th birthday last Tuesday. Embarrass her for me. Nice one. Who got these tickets for their 16th birthday? Where are you? Hi. What's your name, my friend?
Alex.
Alex, what's your plan for life? What are you going to do, Alex?
Musical theatre.
What's
that?
Musical theatre. Musical theatre? That, Alex, is a lovely way to tell your dad. Yes. I'm thinking about studying musical theatre. It's all right, son, we know. What's your favourite musical? What do you like?
Hamilton.
Hamilton. Great first half. Second half, they just do the fucking admin. Have you seen The Book of Mormon?
Yeah.
It's fucking remarkable. That it's just so fucking funny. But also, the tunes, come on. I quite like musical theatre. I just did that and said, I quite like musical theatre. Yeah. And what about your mum? Where's your mum? Hi, mum.
Hiya.
Why are you not sitting together? What's going on here? Don't be ashamed of him because he's gay. Nothing the matter with that. What mum? What do you do, mum? You work for Vodafone?
Sorry.
Are you in customer service? Because you've got a very... It's a good sorry. Sorry. Although, really, do you work for customer service? I've always thought that's a bizarre thing, that like Vodafone have got customer service. Someone calls you up and they go, ah, oh, there's a problem with my phone. And you go, no, it seems fine. It's that fucking easy, isn't it? Having kids is basically like having a threesome. Stay with me. Having kids is like having a threesome. You think it'll add to your relationship, but in the end, it just causes more arguments and you end up watching someone else suck your wife's tit. Being a parent is like being a rapist. Bear with me. Being a parent is like being a rapist. It's just so much easier when there's two of you. Well, that went better than I thought it would.
There's a thin line between neighbourhood watch and becoming a vigilante, and it's a line you cross when you buy a cape. Do you know there's now a warning on superhero costumes? If you buy a superhero costume, it says on it, this costume does not give you special powers. Or indeed, the right to see your children. Kids say the funniest things. Please don't hurt mummy. She's already dead. Are there any mums in? By shouting out, who's a mum? Proper ones, not just ones that have done it to get a flat. I'm kidding, we all love mums. You know, mums are great. They're the great unsung heroes of our society. They do so much for so little. What do mums ever get? All they ever get is, you know, not even a thank you, just Mother's Day. Mother's Day's rubbish, isn't it? It's like a Toblerone from the garage or some flowers from a lamppost. What? I think it's all right to give your mum flowers you've taken from a lamppost where there's been an accident. Because if you think about it, you wouldn't do that if she'd brought you up a little bit better. It's her fault. Of course, one of the major supermarkets is trying to redress the balance, yeah? There's just Mother's Day for mums, but they've decided to have a Mum of the Year competition. Mum of the Year to sort of, you know, just reward ordinary, everyday mums. Acknowledge, you know, all the good work mums do. The only thing I would question about their charitable endeavour is the massive banners they put outside every one of their superstores saying, enter your mum today. I mean, fair enough, if she's up for that, she deserves something. Might I suggest a call from social services? Sugary tea was my mum's cure for everything. Her, like, elixir of life. If you had any kind of problem, emotional, physical, financial, it wouldn't matter. She would say, come in, I'll make you a nice sweet cup of tea. Which was fine until we found out my brother was diabetic. Buying presents for him, and that's a nightmare, isn't it? I thought, I can't do flowers again, I can't do chocolates again, I'll go for lingerie. Mum was livid. Now, for better or for worse, this is the question I use to judge an audience, to judge individuals. If you could all answer, that would be great. Would you fuck your dad to save your mum? OK, finally, I need something you find in a kitchen.
No, I'm
a woman? Not 1974. You can find a kitchen, a woman. She'll have my tea on. Your mum? Who said your mum? How old are you? Your mum. Your mum's in the kitchen. She made you tea and toast if you're nice. Mum. Your mum. That's what we're going for there. OK. Right. So we've got Henry VIII, Australian accent, mind reading. He's a creationist. Your mum. Should we leave it there? Genuinely. That is all the improv I do. That's my favourite bit, the bit where people shout out suggestions. The actual play bit at the end, I always think, is a bit shit. I'm always suspicious they might just be making that up. You actually look disappointed as an audience now. You're like, oh, I thought it was going to be really good. The Aussie Henry VIII and his mum. Oh, yeah, do you want to get married? I can read your fucking mind. How shit's that? What, sorry? I forgot your mum. All right, there's Henry VIII fucking your mum. You happy now? That's your mum. You happy? Did we miss out on your mum? Is she getting fucked by the king? Oh, yeah. All right, Sheila? Yeah, take it, you bitch. Yeah. I know you like it. I can read your fucking mind. You happy now? Why now? Dave and Susan, they've been going out for years and years and years, 10 years, since college. Susan went home for the weekend to see her parents. They had Sunday lunch together. They got a little bit tipsy over lunch. Nothing the matter with that, you would think. Lovely. All the way up to Hull to see them. Got drunk over Sunday lunch. Somehow the topic of wife swapping came up. And her parents, for a joke, said, oh, we were terrible for that back in the 70s. Oh, keys in a bowl at a party. Oh, terrible. Oh, always doing it. We don't know who your real dad is. They said that to their daughter. Now, she was fine at the time because she was drunk at a lunch. But then on the train ride home, she starts to feel a bit grimy and horrible and, And eventually she works herself up into a real state. She thinks, well, maybe it was a joke on me. Maybe they were joking, but I was the butt of the joke. Maybe they did do that in the 70s. Maybe he's not my real dad. Oh, God. She got into Dave. And, of course, what Dave should have done is taken her in his strong, loving arms. Hey, it's just a silly joke. I'll pop the kettle on. I'll make you a cup of tea. I'll run you a bath. That is what he should have done. But that's not what he did. That's not what he said. What he said, without skipping a beat, I've killed an African child. But what he said, without skipping a beat, straight away, who got your mum? Are there any single men in this evening? Anyone single? You're single. Well, don't panic, I've got some advice for you. If you really like a girl and you ask her out and she says to you, I love you like a brother, suggest a weekend in Norfolk. Unless you're from Norfolk, in which case it probably is your sister. So are you from Norfolk? You don't look like you're from Norfolk.
I'm from Thetford in Norfolk.
You're from Thetford in Norfolk. And is that your sister, girlfriend, both? So, and you're here with your sister? Not really, though. Saturday night out, I'll take my sister. She's a looker. Have you ever with the... I'm only asking. Do you think your sister's attractive, can I ask? Do you think she's attractive or not?
She's okay.
Did you give her one?
That was very low, sorry. What about you, love? I can't believe that. He's from Norfolk. And he's brought his sister. It could scarcely be better. I'm amazed you didn't bring your mum. Did you split up?
What's your name? What, sorry?
Toby.
Toby, do you mind me sharing with the group? Thank you very much indeed, Toby. That makes it much easier. Because there's a heckle. It's quite a good heckle, quite a funny heckle. But we have to do a heckle put down now. God. I would love if I could just let it go, but I can't. There are rules. But you don't mind me sharing with the group, so it makes it much easier. We can go old school. What, sorry?
Stop stalling.
Stop stalling. Don't panic, sir. I've got this. I'll have to put you on asshole waiting. Toby's mum is so fat. She's a fucking disgrace, Toby. Your mum is such a chunky monkey wobble slob. Fatty boom batty blubbernaut. She's so fucking fat, when she fell down the stairs, I thought EastEnders had finished. Boom, 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 boom. True story. Ahem. You, sir. What did you say? What was it? Stop stalling? Yeah? What's your name?
Gary.
Are you trying to say Gary? Watch me. Gary. Yeah. 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 The fuck is that? Well, Gary, if you want my comeback, you'll have to scrape it off your mum's teeth. If you were to write a children's book, what would it be about? Who's asking? Where are you? Well, I'm very happy to talk about it. I've actually written a children's book. It's out in the autumn this year. I'm quite pleased with it. It's called, yeah, Get in His Car. I'm halfway through the sequel at the moment, which is called, He's Probably a Friend of Your Dad's. I don't know if we can GoFund. I know other people have not seen this, but could we GoFund that lady a bra? Because fucking hell. It's very distracting. It's like a dead heat in a Zeppelin race. It's not your fault. I don't know whose responsibility they are. You're the mum, are you?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you've let her go out dressed like that, have you? When did my mum stop being a prostitute? When she dies. I mean, not immediately after, we still got a few weeks out of it. I knew you. One of the more specialist clientele. Rap, 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 rap. Shoot, chat, shoot, chat. What's your name, my friend?
Sean.
You all right, Sean? Looks like someone's drawn a face on a thumb.
Hello, I'm Jimmy Carr, and that was an old clip of me. That happened in the past when I was funny. I'm still funny now. Come and see me live on tour. Join in. IRL. Yeah, kids.